But perhaps the most remarkable rebuke comes from major business leaders walking away from the president's economic advisory groups in protest, forcing Mr. Trump to pull the plug on the councils, which were centerpieces in his signature effort to create jobs in this country. Our Kristen Welker begins our coverage with a fallout.
Go to Charlottesville.
Facing a full-scale rebellion by the very CEOs he once called colleagues, President Trump announced on Twitter today he's disbanding two of his advisory business councils. Rather than putting pressure on the business people of the Manufacturing Council and Strategy and Policy Forum, I am ending both. Thank you all. The president trying to get ahead of a mass exodus from both councils. Eight of the business leaders previously announced they were out because of the president's reaction to Charlottesville. After Mr. Trump again equated white supremacists with counter-protesters yesterday.
Not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me.
The latest upheaval began this morning after a conference call with members of the Strategy and Policy Forum, which resulted in a decision to disband. They then called the White House with the news, the president dumping those business leaders publicly before they had the chance to announce the decision. The CEOs releasing their own statement today. Intolerance, racism, and violence have absolutely no place in this country. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon writing, it is a leader's role in business or government to bring people together, not tear them apart. The nation's top labor leader, Richard Trumka, also lashing out.